Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you've ever heard the slogan, a diamond is forever, then a 1940s marketing campaign is still doing its job. The line was coined by an ad woman working with the agency that was with De Beers Group. They're the company credited with almost single-handedly popularizing diamonds and engagement rings from the late 1940s onwards. Yep, that trend isn't even a century old. De Beers spent decades building a global empire, and some would call it a cartel, around diamond mines that they owned in countries like South Africa. So why did they purchase more than 3,000 square miles, and that's about 7,800 square kilometers, of Atlantic seafloor near the coast of Namibia in 1991? It's simple. Not all diamonds are found on dry land. Many turn up in sediments below the ocean's surface. You just have to know where to look. Carbon is a wonderfully versatile element found in Earth's crust, atmosphere, and all living things that we know of anyway. It's also well represented in jewelry stores. Diamonds are made of carbon atoms that have been subjected to extremely high temperatures and pressures. The crystals usually have 8 sides before being cut, but 6 and 12-sided specimens are out there too. Inside a diamond, every individual carbon atom shares a strong bond with 4 others, which makes diamonds ridiculously hard. Rub one of these gems against almost any other known material, and it'll leave a scratch mark behind. Asteroids can create the intense heat and pressure needed to produce diamonds when they strike the face of our planet. Such impact diamonds are pretty rare, though, and they tend to be small. You're way more likely to find a diamond from deep within the Earth, forged somewhere in the ballpark of 90 to 500 miles under the surface. That's around 140 to 800 kilometers. And the ocean may have played an underappreciated role in the history of our world's diamond supply as well. Many diamonds contain small quantities of salt. For years, geologists wondered if this originally came from seawater. A study published in the journal Science Advances in 2019 bolstered this hypothesis. It turns out that when a blend of marine sediments and the volcanic rock peridotite experience high heat and tremendous pressure in a laboratory setting, you get something that looks an awful lot like the salts trapped inside some diamonds. But what's this mean for the real world, though? According to the paper's authors, their experiment suggests that most diamonds come into being after chunks of seafloor are dragged into Earth's mantle via plate tectonics. Some of the minerals taken from the ocean during this process crystallize into gems. Volcanic eruptions later bring the diamonds up to the planet's surface, or pretty close to it. And now, the study mentioned above doesn't explain why De Beers and other groups are hunting for diamonds off the African coast. Those stones were more likely carried out to sea by river currents. Namibia's southern border is defined by the mighty Orange River. For millions of years, it's been grabbing a hold of diamonds from mainland deposits and relocating them elsewhere on the continent. Only sometimes, this river ferries the stones all the way out to the ocean. Since the 1960s, treasure seekers have been dredging up diamonds by the coastlines of northwestern South Africa and southern Namibia. In 2018, nearly 75% of the latter country's total diamond output came from ocean-based mining operations. Most of these gems are harvested at depths of 400 to 450 feet. That's about 120 to 140 meters below sea level. To accomplish this, sediments from the ocean floor are sucked up into a remote-controlled crawler vehicle that scuttles across the seabed. Fitted with a mechanical arm, it sends diamond-laden payloads to the main vessel up above, where machines separate out the crystals. Drones and two-person submarines have both been used to help these ships find diamond-rich areas beneath the waves. Unfortunately, though, dredging campaigns can have long-term consequences for aquatic wildlife. As ecologist Kirsten Thompson told CNN in 2018, the waters off the coast of Namibia are an important area for a high diversity of resident and migratory species, such as sharks, whales, dolphins, and seals. Marine mining removes part of the seabed with heavy machinery, and habitat recovery from this type of disturbance can take decades. Gathering these ocean diamonds by hand, with hired divers in small boats, is another option that's been executed in recent years. Today's episode is based on the article, Are There Diamonds in the Ocean? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.